We start today the 15th letter in the series of Igeres HaKodesh. This letter is not speaking about the greatness of the mitzvah of tzedakah. This letter is how Chabad Chassidus uniquely helps us understand various concepts in Kabbalah. It helps us understand the Seder Ishtalshelus. It helps us understand, to a certain degree, it gives us an insight in the supernal spheres. By the Alter Rebbe beginning and saying that our sages allows us to use our souls and to use the way our souls fill our bodies as an analogy, as a hint, which will give us insight to the way godliness fills the world. Truth be told, there will always be an aspect in which godliness filling the worlds remains incomparably distant from the way our souls fill our bodies. But on the other hand, quoting a pasuk from Iyuv, with that umi psari echse elokam, literally meaning that from our flesh, we have an insight into godliness because we do use this as an analogy. We do use our souls filling the bodies as an insight, as an analogy of better understanding godliness and how godliness fills the worlds. And just to be aware that the knowledge of the Seder Ishtalshelus and the understanding of it is a very big mitzvah. Okay, so the Alter Rebbe begins by saying the following, that when we speak about a soul, before speaking about a soul filling the body, there are many levels to a soul. All of the souls originate from the same place, which is, as we learn in the second Perek of Tanya, Chelek Elokami Mal Mamish. However, not all souls come into being at the same place. Generally, there are four worlds, Atzilus, Bria, Yitzira, and Asiya. Different neshamas come into being in different worlds. Neshamas have different levels. From the highest to the lowest, you have Yechida, Chaya, Neshama, Ruach, and Nefesh. Says the Alter Rebbe that when we speak about our souls filling our bodies, it makes no difference what soul and what part of it we are referring to, because they are real, all interconnected one with the other. In other words, that even if we're talking about the Nefesh of the world of Asiya, the Nefesh is the lowest level of the soul, and Asiya is the lowest world. How does the nefesh of Asiya come into being? Whenever there is a union, whenever there is a yichud between Zoh and Malchus of that world. Zoh and Malchus are the masculine and the feminine attributes of that world. Sometimes referred to as Kutshubrichu Shchinte, right? Sometimes referred to Zoh and Malchus. So whenever there is a union between Zoh and Malchus of any given world, that is from where the nefesh comes into being. Parenthetically, what causes such a union? Our mitzvahs. When a yid does a mitzvah, we learned a lot about this in the first section of Tanya, depending on the kavana, that mitzvah will go up into a certain world. The better the kavana, the greater the kavana, it's going to touch even a higher world. It also brings about a new yichud in that world. So we do a mitzvah on the most external level. So it only affects a yichud in the world of Atzilus. Says the Alter Rebbe, you should know that whenever there is a yichud between Zoh and Malchus, it automatically is connected to, and it also affects a yichud in the moichin of that world, in the higher levels of that world, the higher levels of godliness of that world, which in this letter the Alter Rebbe calls Chachma Chaya and Bina Neshama. Whenever there's a yichud of Zoh and Malchus, there is a yichud of Chaya and Neshama. And even though we're speaking about a union on the world of Asiya, says the Alter Rebbe Aklal, that it's all connected to the world of Atzilus. And using words in Kabbalah, let's go now to the highest world. That the lowest level of the highest world, which is Zoh and Malchus of Atzilus, the lowest level of Zoh and Malchus of Atzilus are the Kalim of Zoh and Malchus. That the highest level of the lower worlds derive from the lowest levels of the world above it. Ultimately, everything in these lower worlds come from the Kalim of Zoh, Malchus, and Atzilus. But let's not forget that the Kalim, that means the most external of the lowest levels of the world of Atzilus, is connected to Chachma of Atzilus, which has in it the infinite, the Oid Ein Sof. So therefore, even a nefesh of the world of Asiya has in it mamish the infinite light of the Eibishter. So therefore, coming back to the beginning of this letter, no matter what level of soul we are going to be referring to, it's always connected and coming from the Ein Sof, and therefore it always will be used. Again, coming back to the analogy that we didn't begin explaining yet, that just like the soul fills the body, so too does godliness fill the world. A lot more to be continued.